Hi, my name is Andrea Luciana Frinteria, and I'm associate professor at University College Absalon. And today I would like to tell you a little bit about our university college and about Danish welfare system. University College Absalon is one of the youngest institutions in Denmark. Actually, we were founded in 2008. And as you can see, our campus is also pretty new. We have a lot of open spaces. We have this great staircase. We have a lot of glass everywhere. So it gives our students and our teachers possibility to be constantly in touch with each other. And the purpose of this little presentation is actually to give you some kind of basic knowledge about Denmark. The fact number one is actually that Danish welfare system, it's universal welfare system. It means that everyone who lives in Denmark can apply for certain benefits and can get certain support from the state or from municipalities. And the fact number two is that all welfare support and benefits in Denmark are financed by taxes. We are paying probably the highest taxes on earth. It's around 39 up to 50% of our income. It gives possibility to pay for example, hospitals. It also gives possibility to our youngsters to get education at such a nice place for free and also get some student benefits. The fact number three is that actually welfare system in Denmark and the majority of all welfare services are managed by municipalities. And we have 98 municipalities. They are pretty small. The biggest municipality is municipality of Copenhagen, 500,000 of inhabitants, which is of course nothing compared to Tokyo, for example. Because all social support and welfare is financed by taxes, services like childcare, education, healthcare, and elderly care, they are provided for free or almost for free. It gives possibility to promote social equality, but also to promote social mobility among our population. The next interesting fact is that actually, because we have very low unemployment and we have quite good economical growth, so it means that people go on retirement at the age of 67, and we are discussing that maybe people should stay active and connected to be part of workforce even longer. The next fact I would like to tell you about is the fact about our fertility rate. As you probably know, it's quite an issue both in Japan and other developed countries. And in Denmark, the birth rate is around 1.8 per woman. And it's almost enough to reproduce our population. The universal and very developed welfare system gives people possibility to have pretty good life also without family. So I don't know about Japan, but actually it's an issue in Denmark that almost 25% of our adults, they are single. We can discuss, as I mentioned, what is the reason, but it's a quite interesting development compared to, let's say, 60s. And another fact I would like to mention for you is that actually quite many people, 1.8 million out of almost 6 million of Danes, got in 2013 benefits. And here we can count both student benefits, but also pensions and maternity leave benefits. So men and women have good possibilities to participate at labor market. And at the same time, women, they have possibility to give birth and stay with their children. So there is a rule in Denmark that women can be on maternity leave around 270 days. And men can also be on paternity leave, which is a little bit shorter. And the last interesting fact about Denmark I would like to mention for you is that our unemployment rate is pretty low. So our unemployment rate is around 6%, mostly because of good economical possibilities for participation at labor market, but also because the major growth of our economy. This was a very short introduction of Danish welfare system, and I hope that we will get opportunities to develop better courses together where we can help you, Japanese students from Tokai University, to get relevant knowledge about Denmark. And we also know that Denmark is a part of your curriculum, so we will be happy to contribute to your curriculum, and also we will be happy to get you here as our visitors.